Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Well, Phil, you wouldn't believe this, but guess what? Cricket Australia are at it again.
Really?
It's quite amazing. I really wonder whether they actually know whether the right hand is working at the same time as the left hand. Having asked for and received the comprehensive report into the actions and philosophies and behaviour, they have just done the double backflip of all time that would win a gold medal at the diving. There is no question about that. Now, would you believe that one of the recommendations from the review was that the top test players during T20 international games, at least on a rotation basis, should go back and play Sheffield Shield cricket? Guess what? Cricket Australia absolutely said it will not happen. That is not the way it's going to be. I would think, to give T20 the image that it's got because it is the moneymaker, guess what, Phil? Double backflip.
No, they're going back first, to play Sheffield Shield,
first,
are they?
First T20 v India, arguably the strongest cricket nation in the world at the present time. Would you believe Stark, Hazelwood, Cummings, Lyon, Mitch Marsh, all back playing Sheffield Shield cricket? 10 minutes ago, Cricket Australia have said, no, they're all going to be available. I mean, what are they doing?
I mean, we can't win a cricket match with a full team at the moment, let alone half a side, like it's almost half the side playing Sheffield Shield cricket.
Well, as you know, I'm not a great fan of T20 cricket, but I believe that Cricket Australia, in their original concept, decided that that's the way they'd go to say, well, listen, we rate T20 cricket, that we want our best players playing it. Now...
Well, I'm sure the crowd do too. Well, they're going to be paying, I don't know, 40 or 50 bucks a ticket to get in and watch this T20 tonight, I believe it is. They're going to have Adam Zampa and, oh, wow, you know.
It really is. Yet again, I think it was Ian Chappell a week or so ago said, yep, they've got all the recommendations from the review and they've accepted them. They're just not doing anything about them. Well, I mean, the sad thing is that it's damning for cricket and they really do have to clean out the cupboard. And well, search for a direction. It seems we're just a rudderless boat.
I might put you on the spot here, but have they replaced the guys that needed to be replaced?
Because Tubby Taylor
was going, then he pulled out. He said, I can't do it. I'm not doing it.
Well, the answer is yes and no. There is a new CEO, whether he's the permanent one or just standing
just
in
the filling,
until they've
yep.
all... And they certainly haven't appointed new board members yet. But it's a bit like, it's a bit like whether the glass is half empty or half full. I really think that the whole concept and the way Cricket Australia has been administered in recent times has to be a reflection of the total administration and the board. That, sure, I'm sure there are some very, very good members on it, but those members that are good obviously haven't had the power to direct it in the correct direction. And whoever comes in or whatever, it's still going to be a juggling act. And, I mean, this latest episode concerning the unavailability of T20 top players to go back to Shield cricket is just simply an indication of how desperate we are. I've got a feeling I know why they've gone back to Shield cricket. It's they haven't worked out who's going to be in the test team. But and I guess T20 can't form in T20. It's got nothing to do with the 5-day
exactly
test match.
Right.
But you know, they just seem to be bobbling around.
And this week again, it's raised its ugly head. The Smith and Warner and. They were going to bring him back. They had a meeting about that would have been a total disaster bringing him back because...
Well, it would have. But again, it only goes to show the direction. When you've got And it's not trying to pick on the sacker, but when you've got the CEO of Sacker and Rod Marsh coming out and saying, yep, they ought to be back playing immediately.
But why?
Well, exactly. But
they've been suspended.
That's right. And you can't, you know, the penalty's been handed. Oh, I will. It's the only thing I reckon they've done right by not.
Well, Australian cricket would have been made a laughing stock.
It would have, exactly. And that, yep. That I think, is the first thing that they've done
that
wisely.
That would be a total joke, yep. You know. Yep. While we're on cricket, the Redbacks, how are they travelling?
Well, there you go. They actually led. They actually led the Western Australians by.
Well,
a
they
few.
Won the toss.
That's very unfair. They actually led the Western Australians by a few runs after the first innings, but of course, they then allowed your friend Sean Marsh to.
We just ran him into a bit of form. That's all.
Well. I think we wrote his ticket to the first test match at Adelaide Oval anyway. And then we just went down the gurgler again. And I don't know. It just happens all the time. I mean, our batting is just so... It's not as though occasionally someone doesn't make an innings. I mean, Travis Head got 80-odd, 85 or whatever it was in the first innings. But you can't... You know, there's six batsmen.
And what about the run-making machine?
Well, Fergie, he's missed out again.
What?
There's even discussion now that he perhaps at 31 should be batting down the list.
Oh, yeah. What, number 11 or 12?
Very cruel form. But, you know, wow. His form's shocking. You know, having a look at the after four games, we're back in the usual area on the premiership table.
What, top? Second to top?
Second to bottom we are at the moment.
Oh, second to bottom? Yeah. Wow.
The Vics just keep on keeping on there at the top of the table comfortably, and they've actually played one less game than Western Australia and New South Wales, who are second and third. Tassie are the other one who they haven't played yet, so they're on three games. South Australia at the moment is comfortably resting second to bottom with Queensland bottom of the table, and I really don't know what you do.
Well, I suppose the bright part was Worrell came back from injury and he's taken 10 wickets, I believe, in that match.
Well, so. Not only did he take wickets, but he also made runs. The most interesting thing is, and I'm not sure whether we've mentioned this to our listeners before, but in the previous game, Tom Cooper made 150-odd or whatever it was. And
that was a good selection.
Well, it was a selection after... after the selection, because the only reason he got a game was because the run-making machine, Ferguson, had to pull out because he was injured. Now, this game, Worrell was not picked in the team, and Sayers pulled out through injury. And so you've had two guys that come in as replacements for injured players and have been the best.
Well, does that show the depth of South Australian cricket, Rick?
Well, maybe it shows that they sometimes are picking perhaps the wrong players.
I reckon, horses for courses. They should have had a look down at, I mean, form, isn't it? They've got to pick the guys in form.
Well, yes, you do. And I just...
And let's face it, Fergie hasn't made a run. You know, he made that big score last year and that sort of boosted his whole average and aggregate up.
He seems to be one of those players that really is on the down and out and should be considered to be dropped and rescues himself with one big score a year and then goes out and makes, you know, minor 10s and 12s and so forth. And, you know, I'd have to argue, and I've got nothing against him. In fact, he's a really nice guy. But wouldn't you be better off playing a younger... up-and-coming fellow. It's different if he was making runs every week, if he was doing a hussy. But at 32, he's at the twilight. I love the word twilight, end of your career. So, and it'd be also different if we were at the top of the table.
Mm.
But we're at the bottom of the table, so you might as well give a young kid a run.
While we're on South Australia quickly, how's the spinner going?
Well... I think I can remember on
Seven Wicket Hall first up.
Yep, and I think I can remember on that program where I said Philly's going to find it a lot more difficult in the second and third innings and the next game or two.
So how's he been going?
Well, he actually, unfortunately for him, Popey has not taken another wicket.
What, at all?
No wickets at all since.
So seven and then 0-0-0.
Correct. And that's where, you know, if you remember, the press had him playing for Australia. He's the next Shane Warne.
Oh.
Now, he may well be, but it's not going to happen in the next 3 years.
Well, that Sydney Sixers have picked him up for that 2020 concept that's coming up too. So,
I've watched him, and he certainly has some very, very good attributes. He can turn the ball, and he can bowl a good wrong'un, but whether he's ready, as I said, even though he took seven in his first innings, I almost nominated that he'd find it very difficult. And guess what? He has.
No more wickets?
No more.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, enough of that. Let's just have a quick look at the AFL. I see Buddy's under the knife, Rick.
Oh, is he? What's his problem?
He's got a bit of a crooked groin.
Probably from kicking too many long balls from outside 50 metres.
It could be. I see Bontempelli signed another 2-year deal with the Bulldogs, which is probably good for them. I mean, he's a sought-after sort of player isn't he?
He's a very good player, actually. I tell you what, he'd be an awesome player in a better side.
Yeah, exactly. You've got those better players around you. I'm not saying that they're not a good side.
I mean,
but
the Bullies are an okay side, but amongst one of the top sides, he would be absolutely brilliant, I reckon.
And then we've got the draft tomorrow night.
Well, we do. Who
I know
knows?
We touched on it last program, so we won't say too much about it.
I did see where there was a research done taking into account form, good word form, of players over the last 2 years, and they compared, they made up a team of players who had been taken in the top 10 as against a second team of people who were, as it were, the best in form over the last couple of years out of the top 10. And it was like chalk and cheese.
Oh, really?
I didn't see that. The team outside of the top 10 would have walloped. And everybody who's researched or looked at it on the TV and so forth has agreed. And so I think we did say that just because you're taken in the top 10 doesn't mean that you're going to make it necessarily.
Right. Exactly right.
So it was a very interesting sort of contrast to see. And it is, there's so much potluck, you know, the rate of development. I mean, how can you really tell, no matter how dynamic you might be, how can you tell whether a 17-year-old is going to progress from even being an SANFL league footballer to AFL? I mean, it's a bit like, and with all due respect to them, and they're all very proud of their little children, I'm amazed the number of parents who tell me about their little brilliant child who's played Sapsasa every game, and game you can think of. And I can remember when I was studying that we looked at the progress of Sapsasa kids into adulthood. And it wasn't 0.1, it was 0.01% ever reached A-grade level of any sport at all. Yep. So all that says is that just being able to get a kick or a mark or hit a tennis ball at primary school means nothing.
Unreal, isn't it?
Yeah, 0.01%. Yep. Indication. So,
And the other night, Rick, off of footy, we'll just go into the soccer. I happened to flick over on my Foxtel there, and the women's soccer was on. I tell you what, they've won me over.
Well,
they have won me.
I just love the style and the flair that they play with. I really do. And, I'd go and watch them if they come to
I tell you what, it was nil all. And I blinked my eyes a couple of times, and it was 6-0.
Yeah.
We're up.
They're a good... The Aussies are a very good side. I think they'll do very well at the World Champs coming up soon. But it's the way they play. It's very attractive.
Yeah.
Very attractive soccer.
Attacking, you know, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
You're on your edge of your seat with soccer. You can sort of have a little snooze and then come back to it. And, you know, it's still nil all. But, wow, those girls.
And that champ, Sam Kerr, she's...
She started the ball rolling. She got the first one.
Yeah.
Yep. And then last night was Timmy Cahill's last game
for
Australia. 39 Indeed. Years old.
Yep.
Pretty emotional.
Well, he has been Australia's. I mean, I guess there's something always significant about kicking goals. Mm. I mean, you've got to have a genius as a goalkeeper as well. But I think there's something. Everyone loves seeing goals scored.
Right.
And Cahill's got an amazing track record.
Yeah, 107 games and it was 52 goals he'd scored. Yeah. I mean, that's
an incredible strike rate. And I hear that he nearly got one last night in his 5 minutes. I didn't actually see
that. Yeah, 10 minutes he played last 10. Yeah. I did get to see that. And yeah, it was just lovely. He had his family there, four kids and a lovely wife and that. And he signed autographs for, I must have been, half an hour. They broadcast there. And it was a great
farewell. I think that should happen more often. I mean, I guess there have been occasions when great players have retired and haven't really received the recognition.
And Australia 3-0 victory, which was fitting, I think, in his last game, which was good. And, that's good. All good.
That's good.
What about a joke, Rick? Have we got a joke this week?
I've got one for you, Phil. I've got one for you. Yep.
Our producer's away, though.
I think we've got the stamp of approval. Well, we've voted for it anyway, I reckon. So the coach... He's got his assembled players in front of him. And he says to them, I told you last week there was going to be no sex before a game. Now, I know one of you disobeyed me. And to show my disapproval, I'm going to throw this chair at him. He picks up the chair and every player in the room ducked.
The question was answered, hey?
Well, I think that's about it for today.
Yeah,
It's
covered
been,
a few topics.
We have. And until next time, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.